Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence with us. And thank you for the goodness that you've got in our heart towards us, grace, charis, the divine influence. And we just thank you that that can comes to us through the Spirit, that we rejoice in your joy, Lord. Thank you for your joy this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, Psalm 98, and it's verses 3 and 4.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful to understand that, you know, when the fall came in Adam, God took one man, Abram, and then he made a nation out of them to show his goodness and his steadfast love and his faithfulness to then the children of Abram, the house of Israel. And so they were, and one of the things that they were so holding on to is the coming of Jesus, you know, that Jesus would come and he would make everything right and make provision for them. But what happened is Jesus has come, like 1 John 5, 20 says, and he has given us understanding to know him who is true. And then it goes on to say, and we are now in him who is true, and this is eternal life. But just coming back, the Son of God has come. And so when Jesus came, he was that which the Israel was waiting for. But what happened is that many of them didn't see that the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. They rejected Jesus, and because he wasn't what they wanted, what they expected. They wanted to rule supreme and crush everyone else, and everyone else would still be, as they spoke about in the old covenant, like dogs, you know, just getting the bread from their table. But we should see God sent his Son because he so loved the world. He sent his Son to not condemn the world, but to save it. And so we see at a time there where many of those in Israel, many of the Jews, they rejected Jesus. And then Jesus sits there and he cries over Jerusalem, and he says, if only you would accept me and make me a part of your lives. See what is available to you. I would have gathered you like a chick, like a hen would gather her chickens. And then so we see they reject the Lord. But the beautiful thing is that he came for the Jew and for the Gentile. And that we can all have access to God now, and then by the Spirit, and then be the people of God, and then wake up to the goodness of God, to the joy of God, and the joy of God being his love, his plan, his purpose. So that is something that even was available even before the fall. Because it says we were all predestined in Christ before the foundation of the world. So God has brought us now back to the original plan, to the joy that he's got in our hearts. That's why the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we wake up to the new covenant, when we wake up to the goodness of God that is now available for us in Christ Jesus, we wake up to his joy. And then we can rejoice. We again, we echo that re is again like reprint or rewrite. You echo that which God echoes, that which is in his heart, that has come to our heart by the Spirit. Amen. So I said, so it goes on so beautifully. Okay, back first. All the ends of seeing. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. I spoke about that yesterday. The whole is love for mankind demonstrated in Christ from baby to young man to father, the path of salvation, the healing that's found in salvation, the dedication that is found in salvation, and then the beautiful liberty and freedom that's found in salvation, all seen in Jesus from baby to young man to father. And he paid the price so that we can all have that salvation, that which he predestined us in Jesus before the foundation of the earth. The plan, the uniqueness, the destiny, those I predestined, I called, those I called, I justified, those I justified, I glorified. So we can go on and say, so we make a joyful noise to the Lord. That noise is the faith that we have woken up, our faith, which is waking up to the faithfulness of God, waking up to the faith of God, that which he believes, we start believing. Amen. And we can all break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So be encouraged, guys. God says one beautiful promise in it, and we've been reflecting on it because it's very relevant to where we're at the moment. Is you'll never see the righteous hungry or forsaken. So all sufficiency is made available, so we won't be hungry or forsaken. And then, and you will never see the children begging for bread. So this goodness, the joy of the Lord that we can have, can include, and it needs to include us and our family, because that which is revealed to us is also for our children's children. Amen. So be encouraged and know the goodness of God is upon you, so that you can experience him. And so rejoice in the anticipation of the goodness of God that is now available to us. It's now available for the land of the living. David said in one place, that if the goodness of the Lord was not for the land of the living, I would have despaired and had no hope. Amen. So the Savior has come and he's united Jew and Gentile, so we can all now partake of this wonderful feast of this goodness of God and go through whatever valleys and shadows of death that are around. We can go through and we can see God's goodness so as to encourage everyone else as well. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.